Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur three lines from the top of Daf Lamed Gimel at the end of line Abaye Mesader Marocha Mishmei de Gemara Ve'alibo de Abba Shaul. Before we continue the Gemara, let us glance at the side where we have a no say, a topic heading. We've indicated here that this topic is long. It lasts till Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph. And the Gemara had mentioned that Abaye Mesader Marocha, that means Abaye teaches the order of the activities done in the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis. And this teaching of his is Mishmei de Gemara. It's an oral tradition that he had in the name of Ve'alibo de Abba Shaul, according to the approach taken by Abba Shaul. Regarding Abba Shaul is because he has a particular shita regarding the activity that would take place during or in the middle of the cleaning of the menorah. The cleaning of the menorah in the morning was done in parts. There was a hatova of chomesh neros. The candelabra had seven. It was seven branch candelabras, called, say, seven candles. Five of them were cleaned out, and then a sort of break took place, and then the remaining two were cleaned out. Abba Shaul's opinion is that the ktores, the incense offering, was to be done after all of the candles were cleaned out. So that shita is, of course, his shita, as opposed to the Rabbanan, who disagree and say that the Ketores, the incense offering, is offered in the middle, and was after the five are cleaned out, before the Kohen cleans out the next two, the last two, the Ketores is offered. Abba Shaul's opinion is to the contrary, that the Hatovos, the cleaning out of the last two neros, are done before the ktoras. The Gemara now continues. We have you can see there's a dashed frame. The reason for this is that, technically speaking, it's not a formal Tanaic source, which would warrant a regular frame in our Gemara marking system. However, it's in the name of Abba Shaul, who was a Tana. So, here, and we're going to now read a section, and this piece of Gemara might be familiar to those of you who are conscientious and diligent in the morning davening, the morning prayer service, prior to the Psukei Dezimra. This is found in the Nusach of Sidurim as part of the Korbonos. So the Gemara, again, we read, Abaye Mesader Marocha Mishmei de Gemara V'aliba de Abba Shaul. Abaye teaches the Seder Avodos. Marocha Gdoila, we should point out, of course, that we will have numbers in this source. And on the side, under the Mivneh heading, Misporim Lefi Seder HaAvodos Berushimas Abaye, the Gemara later on will quote from this source each section, and we'll highlight those sections. We'll continue our numbering system as we go along, where we will cite on the side of Gemara, we'll note the numbers that as they reflect back into the original source, and the double underline are tzitutim, are quotes lefi haseder mirshimosu shel Abai, from this list, so that our job right now is to complete the frame with the minimum amount of explanation, leaving the rest of the explanation for the Gemara, for the, it's in effect for the balance of today's shiur. So, the first stage, Marocha Gedolo Koidemes LeMarocha Shnia, the setting up, That is what we wrote above the word kodemus, lisader, is to set up the main fireplace on the top of the mizbeach, precedes the setting up of the second or secondary fireplace on the top of the mizbeach. And that's called, that second fireplace is called the Maroch Shnia Shel Ktoros, because from that fireplace, coals were drawn and brought into the Heichal, that's the enclosed building within the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. In there you have a golden altar that upon which the incense offering was offered, and the fuel, i.e. the coals for that altar, were provided for from the Maroch HaShnia on the courtyard Azora large Mizbeach. So the setup of the main fireplace where the limbs of the of all the korbanos were offered precedes the setting up of the secondary fireplace. That secondary fireplace is called the Maroch HaShnia Shel Ktoros, Ktoros being the incense, from which we said the coals were provided. One should not confuse and make a mistake and think that the incense was offered on this second fireplace. Not so. Coals were provided for from this fireplace to be brought into the Heichal as we described. Next, we have Maroch HaShnia Shel Ktoros Kodemes L'Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. That second fireplace is set up before the two boards, the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, two wooden boards that were placed on the main fireplace. Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Kodem L'Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. Those two boards precede the cleaning out. Dishun is the cleaning out of the golden altar, as we made reference to it before. This, we can call it the incense altar, the golden altar. V'dishun mizeach apnimi koidim lahatovas chomesh neros. The cleaning off of the mizeach precedes the cleaning out of the five of the seven branched candelabra. And hatovas chomesh neros koidim ledam hatomid. You would first finish cleaning out five candles, and then engage in the slaughtering and the sprinkling of the dam hatomid of the korban tomid, the tomid shel shachar, the daily morning public ola offering. The dam hatomid kodem lahatovas shtei neros, and the preoccupation with that tomid shel shachar, the slaughtering and sprinkling of its blood, precedes the cleaning out of the last two neros. We spoke about this in our introductory remarks, that the candelabra was cleaned out in a broken or a separated fashion, five and then two, and there was some activity between the two. This is Shitas Abba Shol, that the Dam HaTomid is that activity that separated the first five candles from the last two candles in their being cleaned out. Naturally, or maybe it goes without saying, that the candelabra, as far as it's being lit, it was lit at the end of the day. But we're dealing right now, we're still in the morning hours. V'atovas shtei neros kodem l'kturis. The cleaning out of the last two candles precedes the offering of the kturis, the incense, the daily incense offering. L'kturis kodem l'evorim. The offering of the Torah precedes the burning of the limbs of the Tomid Shel Shachar. We mentioned the Tomid Shel Shachar before in terms of its slaughtering and blood sprinkling on the altar. Here we're now dealing with the burning of its limbs. So that takes place after he did the incense offering. Vevorim lemincha. The word mincha is a reference to the Minchas Nesachim. It's a meal offering that accompanies the Tomid Shel Shachar. So the burning of the limbs of the korban itself precedes the burning of the meal offering that accompanies the tamid. U'mincha lechavitin, the meal offering of the mincha we call minchas nesachim, precedes the chavitin, which is a meal offering of the kohen gadol, that he has to provide this korban every day. And the offering of the minchas nesachim, that's the meal offering that's attached to the Tomid Shel Shachar, precedes the offering of the Chavitin. The Chavitin l'nesochim. The Chavitin precedes the wine offering. There's a wine libation that's part of the Tomet Shel Shachar. So the Kohen Gadol meal offering precedes the Nusachim, the wine offering. Unusachim, the Musafin. If it happens to be Shabbos, for example, or a holiday where you'll have a Korban Musaf, so the Nusachim will precede the Musaf offering. Unusachim, the Bozichin. The Musaf will precede the Bozichin. Bozichin technically is the name of a container. They were containers that had Lavona. Lavona is a spice that sat on the shulchan of the lechem aponim from week to week, and it was offered every Shabbos. The bozichin were offered; its contents were offered on the mizbeach. So the musafin precedes the bozichin, the lavona offering, and ubozichin letomid shel bein harbayim. And here we've come to practically the end of the day in terms of the events featured here. The bozichin are to be done before the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ve'ikter ole ochel ve'hashlomim." That's a pasuk, and the word oleha is a reference to the Tomid Shel Shachar, and we learn from this, "Oleha hashleim kol hakorbanos kulam." That means, following it, you finish all the korbanos. And we infer, following the Tomid Shel Shachar, finish all your korbanos, but not following the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. In other words, there's nothing by way of sacrifices that is supposed to follow the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. So as far as sacrifices are concerned, the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim is the last sacrifice offered during the day. That's in general. There is an exception, for example, on Erev Pesach, when the Korban Pesach is offered, if it in fact is offered after the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim, and there are sources for that. And now we get into the details. How do we know this order, each one relative to the next one? So Omar Mar, we quote from the source, Marocha Gdoilo Kedemes Marocha Shneil Shoktoros, and you see we have a number one to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text. This aligns with the number one above in the triangle. So that order, that main fireplace is set up before secondary fireplace, minolon. From where do we know that? And the diamond highlights the issue of the question of minolon. From where do we know? On the side we've written chipus mekoros l'seder avos. This is seeking out the source for the order. So how do we know this? This sanya, we have a source. It says, Hi ho'oilo al mokdo al hamizbeach kol halayla. That's a posuk, and it says mokdo. Mokdo is an expression dealing with burning. So zu marocha gedoyla. That is a reference to the main fireplace. V'eish hamizbeach tukad bo, and the posuk goes on to say this phrase, V'eish HaMizbeach Tukad Bo, Zu Marocha Shnia Shel Ketores. That's the secondary fireplace that provides the coals for the Ketores, for the incense offering. So what do we see here? We see that the Pasuk makes an allusion to the Marocha Gdola, the main fireplace, before the secondary fireplace. The Gemara asks, V'epul Chano, maybe switch it around and say that the secondary, the Marocha Shnia Shel Ketores, we'll call it the Marocha Shel Ketores, should be the first one tended to. Mistabra, like it's most likely that Marocha Gedola Adifa, it has precedence, Shekein Kaparosim Ruba, because its atonement function is much greater. In other words, all the korbanos, all the burnings that were done on the mizbech were done on that main fireplace. That secondary fireplace was only to provide coals for the incense offering. Adarabba, well, to the contrary, I'll show you that the what we call the secondary fireplace has greater significance. Marocha Shnia Adifa, it has greater significance. Shekein machnisin mi meno lifnim, because from it material, i.e. the coals, are brought inside into the, we'll call it the holier sanctuary, the heichal. That's a holier place than the courtyard. So maybe we should emphasize the Ketores fireplace. The Gemara answers, and you'll see we have Aleph and Beis are two approaches. Afilu hachi kaporosim ruba adifa. Even so, the consideration of massive atonement capacity is a greater consideration. Viboyesema, another approach. E lo mishkach etzim mamarocha shnia mi lo mayo mi marocha gdola. Is it not so that if, let's say, they didn't find wood, they didn't find enough fuel to set up a second fireplace, they had just enough for the main fireplace, is it not so that we would, in fact, provide coals for the inner altar from the main fireplace? So even the main fireplace has a potential connection to what the Gemara mentioned before, is machnisim mimeno lifnim. So that if you thought that the Marocha Shnia has that as its added feature, well, the main fireplace in fact has that feature in and of itself as well. So no contest, and therefore Marocha Gedola comes first. Next. Marocha Shnia Shel Ketores Kodemus L'Sidur Shnei Gzirei. So you can see, once again, this is a quote from the number 2 in the source above, which says the Ketores fireplace precedes the setting up of the two boards that were added to the main fireplace. Minol Lon. From where do we know that this is the order? Dichtiv. The pasuk says, "Uvier oleho hakohen eitzim baboker baboker." The reference to eitzim means wood. That's the two boards that we're talking about right now, and it says that the kohen will burn upon it, upon the marocha gedola, the main fireplace. The kohen will place the two boards every morning. And we're going to emphasize the word oleho. Oleho equals velo al charverta. Where do you put the two boards? On the main fireplace and not on the Ketores fireplace. So the Kohen is being instructed where to put the boards. Well, if he's being instructed to where to put the boards, it must be michal di isa la charverta, that secondary fireplace is there. And the Kohen is instructed, don't put it on that one, put it on the main one. But what does it show you? It shows you that it is already there, though, that secondary fireplace. So hence the order. Secondary fireplace is set up, and then the Kohen tends to the two boards, the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. The Gemara asks, V'hai Oleho Miboilei Legufei. But the word Oleho in this posuk is needed for itself. It's not here for an inference, as we said, Oleh v'lo al chaverto, but it's needed to tell me where the two boards are to be placed. So the Gemara says, okay, you've got a point there. Trei Oleho k'sivi. There's another Oleho in the pasuk. We saw Ubir Oleho, but it also says V'orach Oleho oila. So that there's a second Oleho, and that is available for this inference. Number 3, Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Koidem Ladishun Mizbeach HaPanimi. The setting up of the two boards precedes the cleaning of the inner Mizbeach. When we say cleaning, the inner Mizbeach had been used already the previous day for the incense offering, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Those coals, whatever residue is there, has to be cleaned out. Well, that takes place after the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Afagav, the hochoksiv baboiker baboiker, the hochoksiv baboiker baboiker, even though regarding both of these activities, the two boards and the cleaning of the mizbeach hapnimi, both have the double boker expression in them. The pasuk says, v'hiktor oleo aron k'toras samin baboker baboker. Nevertheless, you know, it's in the word, the double baboker expression conveys the idea of doing something early in the morning. So even though both of these have the double expression, afilu hachi machshir odif. Machshir is a reference to the to wood. Wood enables you to eventually offer the ketores. So first tend to the wood, and then deal with the cleaning of the altar on which the incense would be offered. The Gemara continues, Machshir Mai Nihu, the Machshir that you just referred to. What is the Machshir? Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. That's the two boards. Yeah, but how did the two boards have any relevance or connection with the Mizbeach of the Ketores? Well, Amr Shnei Gzirei Eitzim L'marocha G'doyla Azli. The two boards are put on the main fireplace, so they're not a Machshir. A Machshir is that which enables something else to take place. If the two boards are placed on the main fireplace, that wasn't the source of fuel for the ketores, for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Let's just go over this point again. We said in number 3 over here that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim comes before the Ishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, even though both have the double Baboker expression. The advantage of Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is that it is it. The two boards are the machshir, are that which enables the incense that takes place on the Mizbeach HaPnimi to be burnt. That is simply not accurate. That's the Gemara's question right now. Those two boards were not placed on the Marocha Shniyah Shel Ketores. So, how can the Gemara describe the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim as being machshir and odif, and hence better or deserving precedence over the Yishur Mizbeach HaPnimi? The Gemara answers, there are three answers. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Shum Eitzim, Shum is a word like shame. The category of wood is a machshir. It's true that these two boards specifically are not the machshir, the element that enables the incense to be offered, but it's part of the category of wood, and wood is that which turns into coals, which enables the incense to be offered. Ravino Omar, Hoyo v'hischi v'marocha goymer. The reason for having the, for giving precedence to the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is that up till now he was dealing with fireplaces. He set up the main fireplace, the secondary fireplace, and since he's already involved with fireplaces, finish off fireplace activity, namely the two boards, and then deal with other things. So since he started with the Marocha, finish off Marocha fireplace activities. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi is a third approach. Why the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is Kodem LeMizbeach HaPnimi. And Ravashi goes back to the idea of, in fact, Machshir Odif. And we asked before, but the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim are not really the Machshir for the Ketores, for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. When we say Ketores, Ketores is the incense, and that's associated with the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the golden inner altar on which the Ketores was offered. The two boards really are a potential machshir because of what we said earlier. Eloi mashgach eitzim l'orach shniyah. Let's say you had a situation that there was limited fuel, limited wood, and they couldn't make a marocha shniyah. They couldn't make a Ketores coal source. Milo mayel mi marocha gedola. Wouldn't they, in fact, provide coals from the main fireplace? The main fireplace on which the two gzirei eitzim were placed. So the two gzirei eitzim in potential are the machshir of the mizbeach hapnimi, the incense mizbeach. Number 4, v'dishim mizbeach hapnimi kodim lahatovas chomesh neros. The cleaning of the inner altar precedes the cleaning of the candelabra. And here are the first five candles of the seven candles of the candelabra. My taima, why is Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi given precedence? Omar Abaye, he makes the first comment. He says, Gemora Gamirna, I know this, I have a tradition on it. Svora Lo Yodana, but I don't have an explanation for it. You see here parenthetically that there is value, even though it's limited, but there is value in absorbing knowledge, absorbing facts, even if you don't know the reasons behind the facts. This has certain educational ramifications. This is not the place to elaborate on that. But a phrase worth remembering. Gemara Gamirno Svara Lo Yadana. Even though he didn't know the Svara for it, that didn't prevent him from studying and at least being familiar with the fact. Rava Omar Kireish Lakish. Rava says the explanation for this order is based on Reish Lakish's teaching. And take note of the fact that this point of Rava takes a number of lines to develop, and you can see we have a long marking accompanying this. Rava says that precedence is given to the golden altar over the candelabra based on Reish Lakish's teaching. The Omar Reish Lakish Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. Literally, one doesn't pass over mitzvos. And you'll like the pass over terminology almost as a type of pun, because the source of this concept is learned from Passover. But Rashi gives you more background to that. If you look in the Rashi, Ein Mavirin Hapogea B'mitzvahs, one who chances upon or encounters a mitzvah, Lo Yavor Mimeno, don't pass it over. In other words, do it. V'nafgalon B'mechilta, it's derived from the Medrash on Sefer Shmos, known as the Mechilta, where the Pasuk says regarding Matzos of Pesach, it says Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, that's Shmos Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Torah is telling you to watch the matzos that they don't ferment. However, with a play on the words, you know the Torah is not vowelized. The vowelization of the Torah is a strictly oral tradition, and this gives me the opportunity to repeat something that I try to mention from time to time, that there are certain streams of, let's say, heretical thought that questions what we call the oral tradition. For some reason, they're willing to accept the scriptures and the written law, as we call the Torah Shebiksav, but they have trouble accepting the oral tradition. My answer to them is, how then do you even get off the ground with the written law? The words in the Torah are without vowels. The vowelization is purely oral tradition. And there are numerous words in the Torah that can be vowelized differently using the same letters, and you'll come out with completely different results. Here is an example of that. So the Kri Bei Es HaMitzvos, the Pasuk is taken to mean, now this is not the way you're going to read it when you read it in synagogue, but it says Ushmartem Es HaMitzvos, and that is to be understood as keep watch on the mitzvahs. Lo tamtin lo shetach mitzvatishan. Don't allow a mitzvah to be delayed, and delay is associated with fermentation and aging. In other words, if you chance upon a mitzvah, do it immediately. Just like when you prepare matzahs, you prepare them rapidly in an immediate fashion, kneading the dough and putting it right into the oven, everything done as quickly as possible, without letting it sit and delay. Hence, you can see the reference before to the sort of pun with don't pass over mitzvos, and that concept is learned from Passover, and a different vowelization of the same word in terms of letters. So Reish Lakish teaches a principle. Don't pass over the chance to do a mitzvah. Now, what Gemara is going to tell us momentarily as we turn to Amud Beis, that in the Heichal, there were three main vessels. There was a menorah, there was a shulchan, and the shulchan holding the 12 showbreads, and there was the golden altar. The positioning of these vessels was such that the menorah was in the southern half of the Heichal, of the enclosed section of the Beis HaMikdash, and the shulchan was in the northern half, and centrally located was the golden altar. And when we say centrally located, we're going to see that it wasn't literally between the shulchan and the menorah, shulchan in north, menorah in the south, but the Mizbech Hazov was drawn a bit eastwards toward the entrance. So that if you're walking in to the Heichal, you will encounter, the first vessel you will encounter will be the Mizbeach HaZahav. And as a result of that, as a result of it being the first to encounter, so you've got to tend to it first. And that's what we are referring to here when we say Ein Mavir Na La Mitzvos, giving, making it the, giving it precedence over the Hatovas Saneros. All of this is now explained in the Gemara. We continue on Amud Beis. After Reish Lakish says Ein Mavir in Al HaMitzvos, V'chi Ayol LaHeichal. Notice we're at the top of Amud Beis, and when he enters the Heichal, the Mizbeach Poga B'Reisha, he encounters the Mizbeach first. The Sanya Shulchan Batzafon Moshuch Min HaKoysel Shtei Amos U'Mechsa. The Shulchan was in the northern half, drawn away from the northern wall 2.5 amos. Umenorah bedoro meshucha min hakoysel shtei amos u'mechsa, and the menorah was in the southern half of the heichal, drawn 2.5 amos from the southern wall. Mizbeach, and we dashed on the mizbeach because that is our main concern right now. Mizbeach memutza means it was central. V'oymed v'amsa, standing in the middle. Moshuch klape chutz kimon. We dashed underline this. Moshuch klape is drawn toward the outside, means toward the entranceway, kimo, a little bit. And that is what Reish Lakish was saying, or that's what Rava is doing. He's applying Reish Lakish's principle of Ein Mavir Na La Mitzvos to the fact that you will encounter the golden altar before you encounter the menorah. Question, v'nukme lahadayu, why not have it stood, have it set up literally between the two? Set up the mizbech hazov between the shulchan and the menorah. Why do you have it drawn klape chutz a little bit? Answer, kevon dechtiv v'es ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan. The word nochach means opposite. The menorah must be opposite the shulchan. Bo'inon dechozu ahadodi. We require that they see one another, not having something blocking the view, not having something blocking them from in between. Omar Rava, shma mina midereish lakish. Rava says we can conclude a practical daily type halacha from Reish Lakish, who said ein mavir al mitzvus, with regard to the donning of one's tefillin. Avure dara atotfasa osur. That would mean to pass over the tefillin shilyad and not put it on, in favor of putting the totfasa, the tefillin shel rosh, the head tefillin, on first. That is forbidden. And the reason for that is because you're picking up your tefillin, so your hand comes into contact with the tefillin, or a proximity of the tefillin, before your head. So hechi of it. So how are we to proceed? Midara l'toytfasya, from the arm. In other words, first you put on the arm tefillin, the tefillin shel yad, and then the toytfasya, then the tefillin shel rosh. The word toytfasya is a word taken from the Torah, v'hoy l'toytofos bein einecha, reference to the tefillin shel rosh. We continue in the order. V'atovas chomesh neros kodem l'dam hatamid. The cleansing of the five branches, five candles on the five branches, precedes the slaughter and sprinkling of the blood of the daily tomid shel shachar. V'dam hatamid kodem l'atovas shtei neros. And that, the dam hatamid, is going to be before the final two candles. My taima. What is the explanation for the order of these events? We have five dam, and then two in, let's say, abbreviated Lashon. The answer is long. Notice we have a long answer. It's then followed by a question that's somewhat long, and in turn followed by another answer that takes a few lines to develop. Omar Abaye, Hahu baboker baboker dishnei gzire eitzim delo tsrichi. There was a double baboker baboker expression that we found by the two boards that we spoke about on Omid Aleph. And we have a little star here drawing your attention to go back to Omid Aleph if you should so desire. There we said that the two boards, to use the baboker baboker by the two boards, to have that before the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, those words were not necessary. Because of the svara, the logic that machshir adif. So we demonstrated back on Omid Aleph that you don't need the baboker baboker for the that is the baboker baboker that is found in the pasuk of the shnei gzirei eitzim. You don't need that per se to make them earlier, because we have the svara. So that frees up these words. Shadinu lahacha. So place them over here. This maneuvering right now, Rashi is quick to point out that this is based on, we call Torah Sheval Peh. It's, we call, if it's not, this idea of taking something and saying, it's if it's not necessary over here, let us apply it somewhere else. That's something that on one's own, one cannot do that. One who opens up a chumash and starts reading psukim says, well, this doesn't look relevant here, I'm going to apply it to someone else. That you cannot do, unless you have an oral tradition. And that's what is happening here, so that the double baboker expression by the shnei gzirei eitzim is not necessary there. And therefore, we are going to shadinu l'hocha, place it over here. Chad shadya, one of the bokers, place it, shadya la'atovas chomesh neros, place it in the pasuk regarding the chomesh neros, the liktimi l'dam atomit, that will cause it to be before the dam atomit, the chad, and the other boker, shadya l'dam atomit, attach it to the dam atomit pasuk, the liktimi la'atovas shtei neros, and then enabling it, the dam atomit, to be before the final two neros. And here the Gemara explains, we said take one of those bokers from the shnei gzirei eitzim and apply it to the chomesh neros, thereby making it precede the dam hatomid. How? By taking one of the bokers from the shnei gzirei eitzim and applying it to the hatovas chomesh neros, you know what's going to happen? You'll now have three boker words by the pasuk of hatovas neros. Rashi, by the way, gives you the psukim. We don't have to get into that right now, but as far as what the actual psukim are, Rashi provides that information. But bottom line is, by adding a boker to a pasuk that already has two bokers in it, which is true by the Hatovas Chamesh Neros, I now have three bokers, and the word boker indicates, if the translation is, means morning, means making it early. The more bokers, the earlier it's going to be. The hacha trei, and here by the dam hatomid, I'm now going to have two. In other words, the basic dam hatomid pasuk, which says as a keves oechot tase baboker. Now I've added another one, so it has two. So three bokers will make the make it earlier than that which has two bokers. So hatovas chamesh neros now has three bokers. It will be before the dam hatomid, which now has two bokers. Continuing, v'chad shadya l'dam atomit, we said the other boker of the shnei gzir eitzim, take it and attach it to l'dam atomit, the nikdame la'tovas shtei neros. Well, we already attached the boker to the dam atomit, giving it two bokers, and it will now, we're saying it's going to be ahead of the atovas shtei neros. Well, but Hatovas Shneiros, or anyway, has two bokers in it. The Afagav v'hochotrei, even though both now have two bokers, Nevertheless, mechaper odev, mechaper, that which offers atonement. And the term mechaper is a term relating to blood of sacrifices. So the dam hatomid has precedence because of its mechaper nature. It precedes the hatovas shtei neros. Omar le Rav Papa Abaye. If we're already moving words around, so Rav Papa asks Abaye v'emo, why not say the following? Chad, one of the bokers that we have from the Shnei Gzireitzim, Chad Shaji L'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, attach it to the cleaning of the inner Mizbeach, and by doing that, D'nikdame L'dam HaTomid, making it before the Dam HaTomid, D'hocha T'losa V'hocha Trei, that now you'll have three bokers by the Dishim Mizbeach Pnimi versus the two by the Dam HaTomid. V'chad Shadi L'dam HaTomid, D'niktum L'hatovas Chomesh Neros, and the other boker which we attach to the Dam HaTomid will give it now two bokers, enabling it to be before the HaTovas Chomesh Neros. Based on the svara, the afal gab, v'ochatrei, even though the dam atomid now has two, and the hatovas chamesh neros has its basic two, because according to Rav Papa, we're not attaching the boker of the shnei gzeirosim to the neros. What would come out now, according to Rav Papa's suggestion, is Dam HaTomid will have two bokers. HaTovas Chomesh Neros will have two bokers. Okay, it seems like a draw, two versus two. However, V'ochotre Mechaper Odif. Let's read that last line again. The Afal Gav, V'ochotre, even though the Dam HaTomid has two, and the two bokers, and HaTovas Chomesh Neros has two. But you said just a moment ago that Mechaper Odif. And what will result is that the dam will be before dealing at all with the menorah. You'll have done the shchita and the zrika of the tomid shel shachar before you even start cleaning the cleaning the menorah. Just to remind you, according to Abaye, the dam hatomid was done between the five and the two. Here you have the suggestion of Rav Papa having the dam hatomid before getting to the menorah altogether. So the answer is, im kain, if you're going to do that, afsuki b'may mafsikis lehu, what will you have to separate the hatovas neros? And we're working with a given, and the Gemara will get into that momentarily. We're working with a given that the Hatovas Neros cannot be done in one shot. It has to be split up five and then two. Well, what will be the split? What will be the splitting mechanism or splitting activity? The interruption activity. Now, we're working within Abba Shol. We mentioned this at the beginning of today's shiur. We're working within Abba Shol, and unlike the Rabbanan, who actually put the Ktores in the middle, he doesn't do that. The Ktores, as far as Abba Shol is concerned, is not even a candidate. It has to be after you finish the menorah. So Ktores is not a candidate. And now you're gonna take the dam and put it before even dealing with the menorah. So you've removed that as well. So what's going to be available to be the mafsik, to interrupt, to be the separator between the five and the two? So that is a problem. Well, there isn't going to be a problem. Reish Lakish Damar Loma Metiv Chozer Metivin. Reish Lakish addresses the issue of why is there the interruption between the five and the two. So Reish Lakish says, you know why they're Metivin? They clean first the five and then Chozer Metivin, then clean the next two. Why is there a break? Kidei La'argish Kolo Azora Kula, in order to enable a little break and passage of time to increase the number of people in the Azara. L'hargish has to do to increase traffic or noise or tumult, which is a an element of, let's say, respect to the Almighty. The more people there, the better it is, the nicer it is. So, shoppier, then fine. Then, what does that mean, then fine? Then, you don't have to have a real activity anyway. You just have to have a gap in time. That'll be enough, even if it's just pause between the five and the two, giving time to increase people. Elol Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Baboker Baboker Chalkei Lushnei Bekorim, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that darshins the double Baboker in the cleaning of the menorah posuk, meaning split. In other words, the split is based on a scriptural reference and not a logical consideration or a practical consideration. So the Torah is saying split them into two separate activities, first the five and then the two, which in effect tells me that when you finish the five, place another avoda between them. Have something between them. So what am I going to have available? According to my Ikol HaMeimar, what activity will now be available to be between them? And as we said before, the Keteris is not a candidate, and all the other activities are dictated by scripture in where they appear. So out of default, I'm going to have to put the Dama Tomid between them, and thereby rejecting Rav Papa's suggestion. Let's just glance at the Rashi for a moment. There's Elul Rabbi Yochanan, the Dorsh Baboker Baboker Behetivo. That's the pasuk by the cleaning of the menorah. And from that we learn Chalkei Lishnei Neros, Lishnei Bekorim, Elu Yikadmu Lavoda Acheres, Almo Yesh Avoda Benehem, which the Baboker Baboker means to split the candles into two sections, indicating that some other avoda has to come before the last two neros. Rashi goes on to say how really you have nothing else to split them. If you're working with an abashol, you'll have only the dam, and therefore you need the dam to be after the chomesh neros. And with that, we are rejecting Rav Papa's suggestion to have the Dam HaTomid before you get to the Neros altogether. Omer Lei Ravina Ravashi. We continue in the Gemara. Ravina asks Ravashi, Hi, Baboker, Baboker Deitzim, the double Baboker that Abaye earlier had said is extra, is Mimi Aser. Is it really extra? Homi Boya Lei Legufei. I need it for itself. It's not available for other things. I need it for its own topic. That the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim should be before. Now, he's going to say something now that you already know the answer for, and the Gemara will point that out, but his suggestion is, isn't the double Baboker by the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim there to tell me to do them before the Marocha Shnia? Amalei, Ravashi says, but we already dealt with that. V'lav mi ukimna, did we not already establish Aleha? We saw this drosha on Amar Aleph, v'lo al chaverta, that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim are put on the main fireplace and not on the secondary fireplace. Michlal disa l'chaverta, that shows you that the secondary fireplace is already there. It is before the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So, not like you are asking that doesn't Baboker Baboker make the Shnei Gzirei before the Marcha Shnia. The opposite, the Marcha Shnia is already there before you do the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. My Shno the Ovid Hatovas Chomesh Neros Bereisha, Navid Hatovas Shnei Neros Bereisha. Why is it that you do the first, you do five Neros first, you clean out five of the oil cups of the menorah, and only then do the two? Why not first do the two, first do two, and then do five? The answer is, came unto Aschibu Ovid Ruba. Since you started with cleaning them out, so go and do most of them. Do the rove. Do literally the majority, but do most of them. Well, if you're telling me to do most of an avichis, so then do six. There's seven. He said, once you get started, do most of them. So do six out of the seven. Why are you doing only five? Omar Kro, the pasuk says, "Behetivoy es haneiros yaktireno." And this pasuk is a reference to the second set of cleaning, and the plural neiros appears. The ein neiros, the word neiros being in the plural, ein neiros plusus mishtayim. It's not less than two. So I know that I have to leave two over for the end, for the second stage of the cleaning. So the maximum number of neiros I could do at the first stage of cleaning would be five. V'hatovas, the seventh example of order, v'hatovas shtei neiros kodemus l'ktores. How do we know that according to Abba Shoal, how do we know that the last two neiros and their cleaning is before the offering of the incense? The omar kro behetivo es haneiros, v'hodar yaktiran. In the order of words in the pasuk, it says you finished the neiros and then yaktiran, then offer up the incense. Uktoras le'evorim disanya. The Tanaic source tells us yuktam dovor shenemar bo baboker baboker. Have the ktores, which has in the pasuk it has a double boker ledovor shelo nemar bo elo boker echod bilvad, as opposed to the limbs of the tamid that has only one boker in it. The evorim lemincha disanya. Minayin shaloye dover koidem l'tomid shel shachar. From where do we know that there shall be nothing on the main fireplace before the morning tomid offering? By the way, when we say in this drasha of Evarim l'mincha, the mincha here is a reference to the meal offering that accompanies the tomid shel shachar. So the limbs of the tomid shel shachar are burnt before the meal offering that accompanies it is burnt. So we have a source here that says, from where do you know that nothing shall be done before the tomid shel shachar on the Maroch Gedola? Talmud lomar v'orach oleho ho'oilo. That's the pasuk that, and the Omar Rav, and Rav explains, ha oila equals oila rishona, the first. It is the first. So, in terms of the order of events are concerned, this is the first time we see something sacrificial being put on the fireplace. These evorim are the evorim of the Tomid Shel Shachar. It's that Ola that the Pasuk refers to. So you see, it is the Evarim have to be before the Mincha. The Mincha will also be placed on the Marocha Gedola, but the Mincha is not the actual sacrifice itself, the Tomid Shel Shachar. So the limbs of the Tomid Shel Shachar have to be the first thing on the first item on the Maroch Gedola, and that's learned from Lord Ha'ola. The Hay is a letter giving, let's say, accenting or giving significance to the subject. The Ola, it is the first one. So, namely, limbs of that sacrifice have to be the first thing on the fireplace. Hence, it comes before the Mincha. O Mincha Lechavitin, the Minchas Nesachim comes, that's the meal offering of the Tomid Shel Shachar, comes before the Kohen Gadol Chavitin meal offering. Well, because the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perichov Gimel Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Oila Umincha. It attaches the Mincha to the Ola. And the Gemara will be working with a Pasuk that you will see featured in Rashi on the third line from the top as we go on to the next couple items. So we have Ola Umincha. Now, Chavitin Linesachim. The chavitim come before the wine. The reason for that is shum mincha. Once you mentioned that mincha is the mincha is given precedence, so the chavitim being also a meal offering, it comes before the nesachim. You see, in the in the pasuk it said Ola u'mincha zevach u'nesachim, so that once you said that mincha is attached to Ola, so anything that's mincha related will be made early, and those will be before something else. So the mincha itself comes before the chavitin, because the word mincha in the pasuk is referring specifically to that particular mincha. However, we're saying that the chavitin, which is also a type of mincha, type of meal offering, comes along with it before you get to the wine. And that's what is meant here by shum mincha. Shum is from the word like shame mincha, that which is called a mincha. Unesachim lemusafin. How do we know that? Because it says zevach unesachim. The Rashi explains zevach unesachim lomadnu shelo yafsik korban acher bein zevach lenesachim. The zevach in this particular pasuk is a reference to the Tomid Shel Shachar, so there shall be nothing between it and the wine offering. So the Nesachim will come before the Musaf, which is another Korban. Umusaf and the Bozichin, the order we saw was that Musaf comes before the Bozichin. The Bozichin were the vessels containing the Lavona that were sitting on the Shulchan of the Lechem Aponim. So on Shabbos, when you have a korban musaf, do that before you offer the lavona from the bozichin. The Gemara asks, "V'hotanya bozichin kaidmin musafim?" Do we not have a source that says just the opposite? First, take care of the bozichin, and then the korban musaf. The Gemara answers, "Tanoi he." This is a machloikes tanoim. And Rashi points out that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel argue about this in Maseches Psachim. Omar Abaye. Mistabro kemand omar musafim koidlim lebozichin. It's more likely that particular opinion that has the musaf before the bozichin. Lav mi itmar, has it not been said baboker baboker equals lahakdim, that where you have a double baboker expression you make things earlier? Well, using the same type of logic, hochanami bayom bayom liacher, where you have something that has the word bayom in it, and if you have a double bayom, so that, or you have that word bayom, that will mean something should be made later. And as while when Rashi explains the word bayom implies when the sun is very strong, and not something where in the morning when the sun is not so strong. So the word bayom appears in the context of the musafin as opposed to the bozichin. So it's more likely, as Abaye says, let us correct ourselves. It's more likely to have the bozichin later. So just to clarify this last point, Abaye had said that it's more likely that the musafin will be before the bozichin, because in the case of the bozichin, or more specifically in the case of the lechem aponim, the bozichin being part of the lechem aponim, you have a double bayom. And this you can see in the posuk that we have included on the side, Vayikra Perichov Dalid, posuk Ches, that deals with the lechem aponim. It says b'yoyim haShabbos, b'yoyim haShabbos, and you see the double bayom there. Yarchenu l'fnei Hashem tomid meis b'nei Yisrael bris oylam. So the double bayom will indicate that it should be something done later. We continue in the Gemara. My time o'demand omar bozichin koydmen l'musafin. What is the basis of that opinion? And that we saw in the Braisa that appeared on the fifth line from the top. The Gemara answers, Gomar chuka chuka me chavitin. Namely, just like the chavitin, chuka is a gzera shava, a word comparison that you have in these two contexts. And just like the chavitin are before the musafin, so too the bozichin shall be before the musafin. Well, e mehasam, if that's the basis, then e mehasam gomar, if you, gomar means learn, if you learn from there, ligmara kula milsa mehasam, learn everything from there, which means, for our purposes, have the bozichin before even the nesachim. So the Gemara says, well, lahachi ahani bayom bayom le'achir. With regard to this question, we'll tell you that the bozichin also have the double bayom word, making them later. So we're not going to push the bozichin all the way back to be before even the nesachim. And if you like, we have a little chart on the side which indicates the Sof HaSeder, the end of the order of things. We have one column headed by Abba Shol, and the other column we call the Brisa. So the order we had seen, close up our sugya, we had seen the Mincha, the Chavitin, the Nesachim. So far, that's something everyone agrees with. And then we have a Machlokas. And that's why I have the dashed line. At this point, the Machlokas begins. The Abba Shol's approach was Musafin, and then the Bozichin, and we explained that order because by the Bozichin you've got Bayom, pushing it later into the day, hence the Musafin will come before it, and we saw the Braisa, which had Bozichin and then Musafin, and the reason for that we saw because of the Chukah Drasha, where we have the learning the Bozichin from the Chavitin. And just like the Chavitin became before the Musafin, so too we want to have the Bozichin before the Musafin. As far as if you're going to go with the Chukah idea, so then have the suggestion had been, then have the Bozichin, you want to have them like near the Chavitin, so then put them even before the Nesachim. So to that we answered, you're not going to push the Bozichin all the way back before the Nesachim, because it also has a double Bayom, which means it should be a bit later. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.